Good morning, Andrea. Today we are reviewing Haley Dean, 2 + 2 = murder. Does it equate to a great mystery, or does it require a little more homework to add up?
We'll find out.
This is Eric.
This is Andrea.
This is Hallmark Mysteries
and more.
This podcast was created by fans for fans and is not affiliated with or sponsored by Hallmark or the Hallmark Channel.
All right. So Haley Dean, 2 + 2 = murder. This is the movie that you all voted on in our stories. And so the recap of it, Haley's niece tells her that her music teacher, the main force behind collecting funds for school repairs, wanted to talk to her as an ex-prosecutor. As she's missing, Haley investigates and finds blood. Police interview all teachers.
Police interview all teachers.
That's how it ends.
I'm sold. I have to see what they say to the PE teacher.
Oh gosh, that's funny. So yeah, this is an old one, 2018. I have not seen Haley Dean probably since the last one originally aired. So it's been many years. I remember enjoying
this
series. But
you've never, like, even when they've aired there fairly regularly, you never caught it again?
No. And that will be kind
that
of
may,
part of
that
my...
That may roll into where we're going with this.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Uh-huh. And yeah, so I was kind of like, oh, I'm excited. I remember enjoying them. But that might not be where it landed for me. So... do you want to share what you thought of this movie?
I guess I'll start. I gave it a 3.
Okay.
I enjoy the Haley Dean series as a whole. And I just went and while we were getting ready for this, binged it and was watching a bunch of them. And I'll say this wasn't my favorite of the Haley Deans. I don't know why our audience, maybe our audience doesn't like us and they try to subject us to the worst, and I can't say this is the worst. I'm not saying I say this is the worst episode. I gave it a 3. I think it's solid. It was enjoyable. But there's definitely ones that I think are way better that I wish we would have talked about. But I would just say it was a solid mystery loaded with some really good characters. What's your just general overview there?
Yeah. So I mean, for me, like I voted on this when because of course, you know, I like to vote the polls myself. Because I think it had the cutest...
Wait, you do vote the polls? I didn't know you voted those polls.
I do.
Oh, well, I'm going to start voting on those then.
I do. Especially when I want to like watch a certain movie. Because this had the most fun title. Like 2 + 2 = murder. Like that's kind of fun. Yeah. So I feel like if you don't know much about the movies, you know, I shared the little thing to vote on, right, a little synopsis. But this one had a fun title. And so it was memorable. So for me, that's why I voted on it. And I will agree. I did not think we were going to land at the same number. And we did. I gave it a 3 as well. But I think I'm a little more down on it than you. So maybe more of a 2.5. Like it just felt okay. And I completely agree. This is not the best Haley Dean. I don't remember others. Because as we talked about the last episode, like neither one of us can remember any of these movies are not standouts to us. And so... I don't know. Maybe it is a Haley Dean thing. I found this to be really, it's more of a dark mystery. So if you don't like that darker side, I found Kelly Martin is very serious and it's just it's a more serious undertone to it. Not a ton of humor. She's really intense. Fincher definitely is needed to bring in some comedic relief because overall, like, I don't know if this would probably be towards my bottom, you know, of the mysteries just based on that, because of all the new ones that we've been getting and the characters are just, I can connect more to them. I have a tough time connecting to her because she is just so serious and so intense and just by the book, no real sense of humor, it seemed. And that's kind of a turnoff for me is what I'm finding.
I'm not sure I'd say she's by the book, but I will say we say like, oh, none of them stand out. The one that really actually did stand out for me was the very first one, Murder with Love, with where we got introduced, and it had Cindy Busby in it. And I don't know if maybe it stands out for me because I was like, wow, Cindy Busby in a mystery, or if
it does.
Was just
knowing
if
you,
it was
does.
Really good.
Cindy Busby.
But I do love Cindy Busby, but it also had a really good twist in it, which I did not see coming. And even though I had already seen it, I fell for it again when I rewatched it. I don't know why we're reviewing Murder. I may say something.
Shows what we thought of this one.
But like I said, I thought this was, I agree with you. There's definitely, it is a more serious, it's a more crime driven one. I'll jump ahead. It has like a more Law and Order feel to it than a cozy mystery feel. Right. And whereas we're used to our little Snoopy sleuths are a baker, a caterer, those sort of things. An Alden Case, sort of these lighthearted type people. Whereas Haley Dean is an ex-DA who's now a therapist with murder in her history, who is, still tormented. So you're 100% right. This is a very, very different entire feel to it. And when you're saying how it's like a darker mystery, I also, and I don't know if it maybe was just the difference of the time, I just also found it was filmed to seem to have a darker cinematography feel to it than, some of the other ones. So even like, One Bad Apple or Crimes of Fashion, which are filmed, with some night scenes, this just had an overall like dark, filter. We can get the Hallmark Cafe guy on here and Michael can tell us the technical aspects of it, but it just had like a little darker feel to it. The one thing I'll say too about just the character though, is Haley Dean is, as we talk about the Snoops, and I said the baker, the caterer, she definitely does feel like she belongs. Even though she's a therapist now, she has that background. She knows everybody on the force. They all respect her. Now, I still think it's kind of a little bit silly that she's the one who literally seems to be conducting the investigations and the police are sitting back just like waiting for Haley to solve it. But whatever, that's obviously the whole genre. And so it has to happen. But it is one of the characters who really does make sense. It's kind of like going back to Chronicle, how we talked about how that character made sense being, the newspaper reporter and the true crime podcaster. They make sense compared to, once again, a baker. So I did like a lot of that. From the actual mystery, hopping into the mystery minute, I'll say, as soon as that principal came on, I'm like, guilty. It's kind of like when we watched the garage sale one with the one guy who, as soon as you saw him, you're like, oh yeah, he's guilty. So it was, while I said the first one, I totally fell for it twice. This one was whatever Hallmark Mystery 101. Oh, that sounds whatever. Where I'm going. But it's just like classical, this will be the person who is guilty. And I was not, I knew the exact plot. I knew that the two teachers were going to be, their secret was that they were hiding, that they were, involved. As soon as I knew that they were, being shifty and everything. So I guess from the mystery standpoint, it wasn't the best, but I really do like, and I do think like the characters in here throughout, I think it's one of the mysteries with the best ensemble cast of just all relevant characters. So
yeah, I agree with you. As soon as I saw the principal, maybe it was me remembering as well, but I was like, I'm pretty sure he's the killer as soon as he was on screen as well. But it did have me kind of guessing until the end. At first I kind of was like a little like, maybe it wasn't him. And then I'm like, oh yeah, just as a few movies ago, I think we had the same thing where we're like, yeah, maybe that's too obvious. And then you're like, nope, that is who they picked. And so again, the whole mystery, I wasn't necessarily very intrigued by it. I think that was also, half of the battle. Like I didn't like the school. I think a lot of it too is the setting. And so for me, the setting of like a, school that's being fixed up, I don't like that as kind of the backdrop for the murder. I don't know why. It's just, I'd rather have something that's more open and bright. I don't know. Again, I agree with you with the lighting and the filming. It's just was not my jam. And I'm like, are these how all of the Haley Deans are? Are they all filmed in this manner? And I think they are.
Yeah.
And so when I ranked these, because I did this a few years ago before these new mysteries have come out, this was probably towards my bottom. I do enjoy Mystery Woman from what I remember, but now I kind of want to go back and watch a few Mystery Women just to, do I really like it?
Is
Or
Mystery Woman on the app?
I don't know. I have watched, I recorded them all back when like the Hallmark drama was Hallmark drama. They would put them on there occasionally, but I'll have to see if they are, because that might be fun just to kind of see and compare, because I do remember Kelly Martin very similar to the Haley Dean. It's much
Right.
more serious and intense, you know, lead than maybe we're used to in some of like your Lacey Chabert or Allison Sweeney, a little bit more soft. So, yeah. So that's kind of where I landed. I just didn't care enough about the mystery to get heavily invested. And I will say, I did find it interesting. I don't know if you noticed this. So again, this is 2018, and rarely does Hallmark mention social media. And that came up in this movie because I kind of, my
Yeah.
ears perked up. I'm like, oh, this is interesting. They don't usually incorporate that like as being in our lives, which social media is totally in our lives nowadays. And so to have that in 2018, I found that really cool. And then I also thought it was a weird flex when they went to go to the classmate and he's rolling a slideshow of her dead husband.
Yeah.
And like, why are you playing that when she's here? Like, talk about like, hey, let me show you this. And you know, she obviously was affected by that. I found that to be a really weird flex of like, cue, let's show her her husband that passed.
Like, Haley, I'll be right back. I just have to, you know,
Cue
you're on the
this up.
fence right now. I just have to really emotionally torment you before you make up your mind. Yeah, I
Hey,
find
I
that just
weird.
oddly weird.
It didn't do anything for the plot either. I'm like, where was, I mean, maybe to remind us that her husband was murdered. I don't know. It was just a really weird thrown in there thing.
And this was the college baseball team, right?
Yeah, I think so. It seemed more college than high school.
Okay. 'Cause they when they showed the picture of him, like his baseball one, I'm
Not a
like, that
high
looks like a
school.
30-year-old
Yeah, not a high
whatever dude.
schooler.
And at the time I thought it was the high school. And I'm like, they didn't even try to look like a high school kid, you know, with a zit on his cheek or whatever. Like, that's a grown ass man there. But still, even like it's a college thing, he looked like a fifth year senior going or something. I'll say
For
one of my
sure.
other criticisms, you talked about how Fincher is brought in for some of the levity of the movie and to sort of balance Haley out. But it just, and once again, I binged it. And so maybe by seeing him back to back to back to back to back, became a little overwhelming. But the whole like, I'm hungry, I want a burrito, just seemed like kind of a running gag to me.
Oh, is that in
Where
every movie?
yeah. And so it just, like I say, it's kind of funny. But then when you see it again and again, and that was really essentially his character for 70% of his screen time is like, get me a burrito. And I think there's, and I'll talk about it, and oh, I'll just roll right into the romance roundup. I think like one of the cool things, and we obviously have the main romance of it, but I put in the romance roundup the relationship between Haley and Fincher because I thought this one was touching how it's like, hey, you're my best friend, and how they really sort of bond and they have that really good relationship. So I really liked that. I do find it funny that Fincher has the apparently the cushiest job because he just sits around and doesn't really do anything other than go eat burritos and drive Haley around. I don't know what investigating he actually does, but regardless, into the romance roundup, I think they really should because it is a nice, touching relationship. I would have loved to see him build on it more, but they did create a nice foundation. And once again, I can go and watch the other. I think there's five more, four more. And I'll probably get around to it because I do like the series obviously more than you. But then we'll hop into Haley and Jonas. I think they're a cute couple. I don't know what you think. I love I'm going back to the first one, the way that they met. She's in a bar, bumps into him, spills her drink on him, and boom, love at first sight. And I just think they're really cute and I love the way they interact. So I'm all for them. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I just found this one. They're not in this movie in particular, not super romantic. I like them, I think, together. I do remember that relationship, just like all of them, you know, just like in Mystery 101. They really had this slow burn going on when they first did these mysteries. And it just takes so long for us to get to like the payoff with these relationships, which I don't enjoy that. I wish it was a little bit faster. Like, hey, let's do something about this. The slow burn sometimes works, but in this case, there is no love triangle that I remember coming in. It just literally is like 10 movies of these two trying, you know, Haley needing to move on, which is totally fair, but then it's kind of dragging the audience along and along. So I wish they would have done a little something, because movie four, okay, since they met the first movie, like we should be seeing more sparks or just something. Maybe was this the first time she introduced as the boyfriend? Because I know she, and that's crazy. So that's the first time four movies.
They labeled it. Well, it's actually crazy considering they're very girlfriend, boyfriend.
Yeah.
Or very relationship in the first three. But all right. So once again, you're cold hearted and you don't appreciate love. But like at the end too, when he's like, I'm going to go with you to go, like the reunion thing, I found just a little bit weird, silly, forced. So forget that. But just the fact of he's like, I'm so supportive. I'm going to be there for you. By the way, the backstory, in case you don't remember, is his wife died. His wife died of cancer. And so that's early on, they had like this bond of being two, even though she wasn't married yet, she was, you know, her fiance, but they had this connection there. And so he's just very supportive and understands. And I think when you're saying the slow burn, he himself still has some issues, though he's clearly into Haley. And like I said, I think he was a great boyfriend. I know you want them like tongue wrestling, doing Lachlan Monroe kisses at the beginning of Curious Cater there with the whatever.
Oh, it's a little sped up something. What about characters though? Who is your standout character?
I'm gonna roll right into it. Jonas. Now I will be honest, I think, and you kind of mentioned, I am probably looking at him a little more collectively from several five movies that I watched versus just the one, because you're right. In this one, he didn't have as big of a role as he had in some of the other ones. He was sort of there. And like I say, he was there for the big, you know, payoff of let's go to the party and I am going to kiss you right there in front of all these dudes are showing a slideshow of your ex fiance. So I just think he's a really great boyfriend. I also think one of the things I like about him too is, yeah, he's the boyfriend who helps snoop. Now, I don't think he really did much snooping in this one, but he helps her snoop. But he also, I mean, he's the ME and he has like reason for being part of this as well. So even though he's not like her primary sidekick, so to speak, because she has a collection of them, I think he just fits the story. And the one thing I'll say is I'm surprised, because he's a good looking dude, right?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he wasn't in more Hallmark other movies. Like I went through and he's in Cedar Cove's and some, you know, When Calls the Heart type things. But he wasn't in like the rom-coms, and I'm surprised because I thought he has what it takes to be a Hallmark, you know, rom-com kind of guy. But, and I need your help here because you know it's not my favorite. He was Parker in Aurora Tea Garden. Now, I don't know if it was a one-off character or maybe he was a murderer or something. I don't know, but Parker's not a regular Aurora Tea Garden mainstay, like part of the murder book club or something like that, huh?
Is he one of the cops then? He looked familiar to me. So when I saw him, I'm like, man, where have I seen him before? But I also agree, I hadn't seen him as a lead. And I completely agree as well. I'm like, where has this guy been? Like he's a good actor. He is attractive, fits that Hallmark mold for a leading guy. So I don't know. My guess is Parker was one of the cops, because again, he looked familiar enough to me, but I didn't look up his IMDb, so I didn't know where exactly he came from. But
and I certainly wasn't going to go get into a whole bunch of Aurora Tea Gardens trying to find it. I wouldn't do that to myself. All right, who's your character, Connor?
It is Fincher. But now that you say that with the burrito joke, that's just as we were talking about how you hate the ongoing joke when it gets too long in one movie, let alone having the same joke. Hopefully it's not through the whole series, but maybe it is. Like, that's horrible. Like, that's all they wrote for him. Because he right. does, we need that presence. And obviously Fincher is the same guy who was in the Hallmark Movie Channel movie that came out.
Right.
Liv Overstock, is that his last name?
Something like that.
Liv is his first name. But he, you know, he was in this one. He's also in Wind Calls the Heart. And he's super funny. Like, he's a funny dude. And I feel like, why would you give him the same storyline for like 8 movies of wanting a burrito? That seems ridiculous, like a ridiculous use of his talent. Because again, this series needs that lighthearted person to kind of bring it along. So for people like me who maybe don't like the super intense, serious Law and Order, not my jam. That's maybe also why, not my thing. And again, like, I love Murder, She Wrote. Jessica Fletcher is not necessarily like a funny haha, but like, she's not quite as intense as Kelly Martin plays this character. So I can do an intense lead, but maybe I don't know why it comes across just so sharp to me. So that's why I had a tough time, I think, in general. And someone had DM'd me and asked, can I just hop into this movie? And I said, yeah, I think so. But then as talking to you, I'm like, just like me, you would have missed like, oh, I forgot, you know, that Jonas, that his wife died, completely forgot that. Forgot how they met. I thought that was her husband that died. It was just her fiance. So right. little things like that, totally, we would have missed, knowing that the burrito joke happens for 4 movies. You know, like, could you hop in and just watch this movie? If you didn't really like this movie, would you recommend people to watch the other 3? Or would you say this is not going to be the series for them?
Well, I guess I would recommend, because I think that the first one, and then Dating is Deadly or something like that. I forget which one, where it's about the dating app. I thought that was a really good, fun mystery as well. I think that's the third one, if I'm not mistaken. So I think I would hop in with another one, but they are, I think, self-contained enough, and they do enough allusion. Like, you know, like Haley's husband or fiance, I guess, was murdered, and, you know, whether it be her fiance or her husband, doesn't really make that much difference, probably. You know, I think you can hop in and watch it. I personally think it's best, and we've talked about why we think having multiple mysteries is good, because you do get a character growth. And that's what I think what I'll do is, because we are going to have a little bit of time before our next movie review, I'm just going to watch the rest and binge the rest of the Haley Dean. So when we come back on, I'll give a little recap of it, because, like, as I'm just saying, one of the things we like about having the multiple episodes is you get a character arc, you get growth. As everyone on here knows, I love me some Marla. And I think Marla is a great example of a character who had a little role in the first one, has grown. And she's really like full-fledged 1A now in that series. And so Fincher, I think, is this kind of a, hopefully it's not a stagnant, hopefully there is some more growth, and there is arc, there is development, because that's my, through the first 4, I don't think there was that, other than this last one, when they did get into the little touching moment of you're my best friend kind of thing. So
what about trivia? What do you got for us for trivia?
All right, well, the obvious one, Nancy Grace obviously was the one who created this. She has her little cameos in each of the episodes, by the way. She's a different character too. So she's not always, like in this one, she was the news. She basically was Nancy Grace.
Yeah. Right?
She was herself on being the news, the whatever, cankerous newscaster person. In the first one, she's the attorney, the defense attorney. And then she's one of them. She's a snooty little receptionist. So she has her little cameos, but she's the one who created this series there. But where I'm really going to go for my trivia time was the Hilary Jardine. We had her 2 times last week in Hannah Swenson and in the Blind Date Book Club. She made an appearance again as Hannah's sister. So it's kind of like some of these actors who, we, you know, as we're going through and just digging up these random ones, we say, I'm surprised April Telek wasn't in this one, or the one guy, our favorite renamed guy, right? Yeah. But yeah, so we got to see Hilary Jardine. And once again, completely accidentally, randomly, we just chose, because she's not in every episode. So we just happened to choose the one of the ones that she is in. So I found that little fun. So what about you?
The one that was murdered, she was in Garage Sale Mystery. She also played a musician in that series. And I think she was murdered in that one too. So I was like,
Hilary Jardine was...
No, the difference. I don't know. I didn't look up her name, but the blonde who was the music teacher that was murdered.
Oh, okay. Miss Marks or whatever.
Yeah. So she played a musician in the Garage Sale Mysteries, and she was a musician over there that got murdered. So I found it interesting. I'm like, oh, so she must have some music talent, or maybe they think she's looks like a music person because I've noticed her. But my trivia is actually about Kelly Barton. So and this is from 2020. 20 that I pulled this. So it said she has never officially retired from acting, but spends most of her time running her store, Romp. Then I looked up Romp. It doesn't look like she's running her store anymore because the website did not come up. And so she did have a store that was kind of like with kids' clothes and kind of natural toys, like wooden toys. And I'm sure they were more high-end expensive, but the website is no longer
Maybe
there.
COVID knocked her out.
Well, she opened it during COVID, I think, because like the online. So I don't know if she did have an in-person store and then went online, and
gotcha. Maybe
now she doesn't do it anymore, it looked like. So I found that was interesting. And then I kind of looked up to see, I'm like, oh, is she retired, or she's maybe taking a break, you know, to, you know, parent her kiddos who are now a little bit older in their teens. But that was kind of a fun little deep dive when I was looking more about who is Kelly Martin and where has she been?
I'm going to do a little backup, do a little beep, beep, beep. For Character Corner, one of the people we haven't talked about is her therapist friend, the other therapist, the blonde. Mm-hmm. I could hop on IMDb and get all sorts of answers, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm wondering, she just seems like one of those ones who, as we go through all these different mysteries, that she's going to be popping up, like you say, in a garage sale as some character in... and Aurora, these ones that had a bunch of different mysteries. I will say right now, I expect to see her again in a movie that we review at some time in the thing. She just has that feel to me.
Sure she is, because she looked familiar to me as well. But then I'm like, oh, did she get murdered in the Hailey Dean at the end? I do remember them. One of the movies, she is heavily in the movie, and I don't remember if she was murdered or maybe she was suspected of being the murderer.
She in the deadly dating is deadly, she's the victim, where she almost gets murdered.
Oh, maybe that's it then. Because I do remember her having that focus.
Her.
Okay. That would be what I remember then. And then I don't remember any other Hailey Dean plots.
But there may be later on, like I said, I'll binge the rest. Maybe she does end up down the road. A little more trauma for Hailey. All right.
Well, what about Hallmark and Chill? What do you got for us?
Once again, an obvious low-hanging fruit, Mystery Woman. It's funny, when I first saw Mystery Woman is when I was first getting into mysteries. So it was probably like the 2019-ish, and I knew Hailey Dean. I started watching it. I think I thought it was the same series at the time, right? So there's obviously, she has a very different job. She owns this weird bookstore and things, but it definitely has a very, very similar vibe to it. So I will also say, I kind of put this in a mystery 101 type category, insofar as I think it has really good character development. I don't think the mysteries are per se, for the most part, the most complex to figure out, but I don't think that's what they go for. I think they go for character development. So with the exception of Fincher and his burritos, which, like I say, hopefully we're going to get a little more of that. So I'd put it there. And then, as we said a little earlier, it kind of has that more gritty crime thing. So you can get into your Law and Orders, your, you know, NCIS's, those type shows, you know, over on network TV, the crime shows. And heck, you could probably even watch some true crime, some ID channel. And, you know, this is one of the closer jumps to ID channel than the rest of Hallmark mysteries, I would say.
So disappointing, everyone. I don't have a Murder, She Wrote episode for this, guys. I'm sorry. Failed. Nothing.
There's no reunion Murder, She Wrote?
No, I literally, in my head, I'm like, I'm surprised they never did anything with the reunion. But no, know, I do have, though, one for you. That
I think
is
they
reunion.
I think they cut Murder, She Wrote short. They didn't make enough seasons of it.
Well, you'd think. So especially back in the day, like, reunions were much more of a big thing pre-social media. So in the 80s and 90s, like, I remember my parents, you know, getting ready to go to their reunions. And so it's funny that they never had one, because that would be a great one. But the one I had was Aurora Tea Garden, reunited and It Feels So Deadly. So they do have a reunion episode with Aurora. And I don't remember if it was high school or college. That is what that reminded me of, just that reunion aspect. Nothing else about that series, because it's much more lighthearted of a mystery overall feel than Kelly Martin. So that's the one I came up with. No Murder, She Wrote. Unless anyone who else loves Murder, She Wrote, and there are lots of us, actually.
If only there was a convention. If only there was a convention for a Murder, She Wrote, right?
I know they have one, and I just discovered this, and I would have maybe figured out a way to get out there and
I just saw your post this morning on that, so that's what I.
The tickets are sold out. So in case anyone's wondering, they're already sold out by the time I even was aware of it. So shoot.
As we're digressing into our Murder, She Wrote segment of the podcast, I'll say, I keep thinking, okay, you know what? I'm going to just start watching it just to watch some Murder, She Wrote.
I told you can't do that until I give you recommendations.
Well, I was just going to start like at the beginning.
Oh.
And just start watching it, right?
Okay.
And because you're right, the one I did watch that one day at my office, you said that was like the worst one out there. But I forgot to do my hair. But the one little one that you shared with that guy with the 80s haircut. But I keep wanting to do it, but I have to say it's kind of an investment of time. I need, you know what I need? Well, I shouldn't say this. I don't say I need like another pandemic just to like lock me in the house.
I will give you like episode guide. I will give you my rankings of them to watch.
All right, wait. Do you know off the top of your head how many? Isn't there like 20 seasons or something?
No, there's 12 seasons and like 24 episodes a season. So it's a lot, and that not all are good. So I will give you the guide, and then you can start there. Okay. But fan corner of this movie. So I did put a poll out on our Instagram. So let's dive in. I haven't really even looked at these numbers. Okay.
Right, while you look that up, I'm just going to say, based on the messages that I got and some of the comments that I saw people leave, I would say you are definitely in the minority overall for Haley Dean, because everyone kept saying, bring it back, bring it back. Now, granted, maybe it's just the people saying only the positives. So we can go now into the actual, wait. So the poll, is the poll of this episode or is it Haley Dean?
Haley Dean in general. Okay. So I just kind of in general, 36% love the series.
Solid.
20%. It's a good series. And then 18%, not my favorite, which is just separated by one vote from the 20 to 18. And then 25% have never seen it. So a good chunk of people have never seen it. So overall, good series.
A minority overall, everyone thinks it's
good. But 25 of the 25%, not all are going to love it, and so then I'm going to have more in my not my favorite series category.
The that 25%, let's just be conservative and say 90% love it. So therefore, now I don't love it. I definitely think it's a top 10 mystery series, but if we're ranking all of them,
I'd have to look up all of them to see where it would land for me. I'm not in the top half, I don't think. It would be more towards the bottom half.
So we're about to wrap up, but I'll just quickly go with One of the things that's really hard, because I thought about, oh, hey, we should just do like an all-time ranking of ones, but there are way too many now one-offs to really do a fair thing. Like, what I can't stick Nikki and Nora, as much as I love Nikki and Nora or Cut Color
Murders.
You
have to say like three, they have to have at least three movies,
right, which
as a protocol. Yeah.
And that just wipes out the last couple years of mysteries, right? Correct. You have Curious Caterer, essentially. I don't think any other one, you know, because Murder, She Baked, Hannah Swenson was already going. So I don't think there's any other one.
No.
But so a little what's coming up. I talked to Nikki DeLoach and JC Dotton and getting ready for Foil Plans, the new Curious Caterer. So we'll be airing that next week. One of the things that was interesting is she dropped was some of the feedback that they've gotten from Hallmark, because she's the writer for True Justice and the producer for Family History Mysteries. And it goes back to our interview with Lisa Hamilton Daly, is there really is the directive that they want to slow down on new ones and get making a little wheel of the ones that have had positive response. So I'm thinking we're not going to be seeing this four new series a quarter, and we're going to start seeing, like, we already know we have at some point the cases coming up. There's another Curious Caterer coming down the road.
Hannah Swenson,
you know, I'm thinking that we'll see your Haunted Harmony. I will be shocked if we don't see another one of those. Mystery
Dancing
Island.
Dancing Detective, I think.
I think we'll see. Yeah, that's one of those. Dancing Detective and Jane are the ones where.
Yeah,
we haven't seen the official Hallmark, but there's been that like production chatter. News, like something's being produced. So I think Aurora Tea Garden, when we talked to the Muse guys,
the new ones,
they made it seem like those ones they're working on developing more. So I think we're going to start catching up and slowing way down. So you know what we should do for after? Here's what we're going to do. I just thought of this. After we review the new Curious Caterer, we're going to go off all of the one-offs and say which one, like sort of rank which ones we want to come back, and sort of our order for just the one-offs and which ones we want to turn into the series. I know Haunted Harmony will be high for you. And I think it'll go for you, Haunted Harmony.
Give it away.
Mystery Island.
Oh gosh.
Then Dancing Detective. I think that's your top three.
Okay. You gave away one of them.
But because if we go back now, we won't count like Along Came a Nanny. Redemption in Cherry Creek or something like that. That was like those ones that were clearly a one-off movie. They weren't meant to be part of a potential episode. So we'll do that.
Now we also have, which we had talked about before we hopped on, Three Bed, Two Bath, and One Ghost is now coming to Hallmark Mystery Channel. So you might notice this. I've noticed this in May too. I don't remember which movie from the originally aired on the Hallmark Mystery Channel is now getting flipped and going to Hallmark Channel. So this one is now getting flipped to the Mystery Channel. So we will review it. It comes out on May 10th. So in case people haven't already seen it, it aired, I think, last fall on the regular Hallmark Channel. So we'll give a little review of that one. So I do find it interesting. I'm sure this is a way, probably with writer strike, save money. They're kind of repurposing their own content and putting it back and forth, because I kind of was trying to figure out, oh, what's coming on Hallmark Channel, regular Hallmark Channel in May. And I found two new movies and then some recycled ones. So that must be what they're doing this spring, which totally fine. I'm sure viewership is maybe down as the weather gets nicer as well. I mean, besides like us, the people who are consuming it all, most people probably aren't, you know, most people are heavy, you know, in the colder months.
The Scuttlebutt is the cases of Mystery Lane supposed to be in May release. Though, once again, I haven't officially heard anything. I just posted this morning about the next two directors who were selected for the Making Her Mark. One of them shadowed the filming of the new movie. So it clearly is already filmed, produced, ready to roll. So
that would leave May 3rd as an open date for them, which it's probably not going to happen that fast. May 24th, which is going to be Memorial Weekend, which is probably not going to happen, or May 31st. So that seems weird. I don't know. I would say the 31st. I don't think they're going to throw it on a Memorial Weekend, right?
I don't know. Yeah. Because there's too much vacation, too much.
Right.
And they need those 3-day numbers. And
right.
All right.
31st is what your prediction?
Because you're right. The 3rd's going to be too fast.
Too close.
No
promo.
Promotion.
Right.
Yeah. So 31st. That's our prediction for cases.
That's your prediction. Mine is the summer. I think I'm pushing it to summer.
Oh my gosh. We have unity. All right. On that note, have a good day, Andrea. You just ruined mine.
Oh, sorry, Eric.
Bye. I'm going to go get a burrito.
Oh, see you later.